Hi there. The word for today is act with compassion. In Matthew 9, verse 36, we read concerning Jesus that when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion. The New Strong's exhaustive concordance defines the word compassion as, quote, being moved in one's bowels. The bowels were thought to be the seat of love and pity. It shares a root system with a word, and I'll spell it, S-P-L-A-N-C-H-N-O-L-O-G-Y. It's the study of the visceral or inner parts of the body. So, compassion, then, is a reaction from deep within us. Somebody said, like a kick in the gut, if you will. Perhaps that's why we turn away when we see news reports of children starving in refugee camps and hear about the 1.7 billion people who live on less than 97p a day and go to bed hungry every night. It's like it's too much for us, especially when we perceive the need as being so overwhelming that we couldn't begin to meet it. But hey, what if we could? What if you could make life better for just one hurting person? Acts 3 verse 6 we read, then Peter said, silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Now, what if Peter had said, I have no silver or gold, so I'll just keep my mouth shut and walk on by? But he didn't. And as a result, a crippled man who'd sat begging for 38 years rose up and walked into a new life. You say, but I don't have that kind of power. No, but God does. And you know what? When you see someone's need and reach out your hand to meet it, God will release his power. It's your compassion that flips the switch. So, the word for you today is this: act with compassion.